It's our understanding that the military are doing a real good job in hunting down Al-Qaeda targets and specifically focusing on those that are of a tactical concern. Obviously, the concern would be trying to ferret out certain areas in light of the floods that are occurring over in Pakistan at this point in time, the ramifications that that may have from just the social aspect. Clearly, that potentially could give a window of opportunity for some degree of recruitment and possibly resurgence, specifically in Pakistan. But having said that, I think if you look in general, what we're incapable of doing over the past 18 months has been pretty significant.
Some time ago, at least on a couple of occasions, you mentioned that there has been doubt about Osama bin Laden's situation or his state, whether he's alive or not. What are you hearing about that?
Most of the folks I talk to, JJ, are saying that they believe Osama bin Laden is dead. Regardless, I think he's pretty much irrelevant at this point when it comes as an organization. And I think you're back to the same issue with forensics. Him being dead, what degree of proof do you have? Do you have DNA? And I think that's one thing that the Pakistanis are still challenged with when it comes to verification of identity.
What leads them to believe that he is dead, the people that you're talking to?
The silence, the sheer lack of communication, the inability of being able to put together any kind of strategic strike of any significance in quite some time. And I think if you look at this in sheer context of Homeland Security efforts, clearly Al-Qaeda remains a concern when it comes to individuals such as Major Hassan or Abdul the Nigerian. But the ability to put together any kind of strategic strike is simply not there.
You have been talking about this for several years now, about the possibility that he may be dead. There have been several videos since you first mentioned this. So where do you think those videos are coming from?
I think you're looking at old B-roll tape of footage where you have a very effective media organization such as Al-Qaeda that knows the value of the internet and video and audio, like all of us do. And I think they recognize that by keeping him alive, even in a digital format, is of value. It plants the seed of doubt in the American public's eyes. It helps shape perception as to the effectiveness of our counterterrorism efforts. And don't get me wrong, I think one of the failings of our counterterrorism efforts since 9/11 has been able to definitively determining whether he's dead or alive. But having said that, there is value as the organization shapes perception when it comes to the organization.
So at this point, what kind of risk do you think Al-Qaeda poses to the United States?
I think Al-Qaeda poses a very tactical concern as you look at these continued efforts such as Major Hassan. Clearly, the organization remains fixated on aviation, as evidenced by the attempt to bomb the aircraft inbound to Detroit. I think public transportation remains vulnerable, specifically in the Washington, D.C., New York Amtrak corridor. I think as we get closer to the 9/11 trials of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others, there's an elevated threat posture window. But I don't believe that Al-Qaeda is a strategic threat to our nation anymore based on the efforts of our counterterrorism community since 9/11.
Fred Burton is Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.